February 28th. I started my all transformation today. I wore jeans and heels and a pretty red shirt and long earrings. I never wear long earrings. I went to my drawing class. Why so fancy, someone asked. I don't feel comfortable. I feel like I still have to lose so much weight to feel right about sporting these heels and such. I was trying hard not to say bad words and sit properly. I think I did a pretty decent job at it, too. One down, 61 days to go. March 1st. I arrived 2 hours late to my 9 o'clock metals class this morning. I really didn't know what to wear. I'm not used to spending more than 20 minutes on what I'm going to wear in the mornings. And I usually do my makeup in the car because it only took about 10 minutes. And now all of a sudden, I have to pick out what I'm going to wear first, see what type of eyeshadow I'm going to wear, and what jewelry goes with the rest of the ensemble. Today, this dude gave me 2 thumbs up. I suppose he liked what he saw, and honestly, for a second there, I felt good that he thought I looked pretty, but just like that, I was mad. I was upset. I was angry at myself, and at him. You're part of the problem. I hate that you think I look pretty. Another friend just kept staring at me. I asked her why, and her answer was, I'm sorry, baby, I'm just not used to seeing you this hot. Thanks. I got home around 4:30. I was supposed to go to the gym, but I had so much homework. These 2 extra hours of the day are really making me fall behind on everything. It's like I have to go to sleep early because I'm worried of stupid dark circles in the morning now. I don't like this. I don't like this one bit. It's stupid. March 2nd. I got 20 minutes late to my 1:30 drawing class. I wore these super high brown heels, and I had to go back and change. I don't think I can handle those yet. I mean, I have worn heels before, but for like 2 hours or so, for weddings or super fancy parties or whatever. I got a blister today on my pinky. I think those heels were a little too big on me. Good thing I haven't been walking a lot. My friend Elena got me this pass to park inside school. I don't know what I'm going to do next week. Maybe wear flats? When I was walking from the Fox Fine Arts to my car, I just wanted to throw these stupid heels in the air and just call it quits. It's my 3rd day in, and I'm already sick of these tight clothes and just everything. I'm trying to sit correctly in class, and it's been so difficult for me. And I told them at work about my project. My manager's been calling me names and stuff, trying to make me crack or whatever. I said, pinche today 3 times in a row. Totally not ladylike. And right now, all I can think of is that it's 12:15 at night, and I still have to shower and cook for tomorrow because I'm starting this diet that a nutritionist gave me. It's pretty strict. I wish I could just go to bed and just forget it. March 3rd. I got 1 hour late to my morning class. Better than 2 hours like last Monday, I guess. I'm seriously thinking about getting a perm. The truth is, I haven't showered since, like, Monday, and it's Thursday, and it's just, I don't want to spend an extra hour straightening my hair. So very unladylike of me. I brought these 3-inch heels today to school. I kind of thought they weren't going to bother me. I'd been bringing 2-inch heels, so I've been doing as little walking as possible today. I look pretty ridiculous trying to balance in these heels. It's stupid. So, the funniest thing happened today. I was monitoring the metal studio from 1:30 to 4:20, and I was brushing up on what I was going to say for today's sculpture in progress critique, when this lady came in and asked what metals I was in. Naturally, I said 7. And she told me she had the school for children and adults. Only weekends, though. Living Colors, I think it's called? Asked me if I would be interested in giving classes, and of course I said yes. She said she liked my look for the school. She says, I mean, I don't really care, but my students' parents are a bit picky. I have a friend of mine that is very good in ceramics, and I haven't offered her a job there because she looks like a hippie. I mean, would she have offered me the job if I was dressed differently? Probably not. So I immediately called my mom, you know, told her the good news. See how you are seen, you will get treated accordingly, she said. I mean, I'm happy I got offered the job, you know, but I'm a little enraged because it was my appearance that caught her attention. I mean, she didn't even ask me if I could show her my work. March 4th. I feel like I'm not dressing up today. I woke up at 10. It's 10:44. I'm going to do a little bit of homework here in my apartment and then work from 4 to 10. I have plans with my man friend at night. We're going to watch a movie, so I'm not going out. There's really no need for me to wear heels today. Yesterday, I had critique and sculpture class. Told them all about my project, and the only feedback I got was to think about the pictures a little more, the lightning, backdrop, etc. I haven't. I should. I was wearing these black shiny heels, and very inappropriately, a man leaned over and whispered in my ear, "Those heels look really hot on you." "Thanks," I said. "Do they hurt?" "Like a bitch," I said. "Totally not ladylike." "Well, it's totally worth it," he said. I was a little grossed out, truth be told. I feel like I woke up with a little bit more belly than yesterday. I ate more than the past days. I even had pasta. And I know my diet says I can have some, but I still feel bloated. I haven't been going to the gym either, so I haven't been eating those 5 meals a day I should. I don't have the luxury to gain 1 single pound. I like how I look when I suck my belly in. Maybe it'll look like that when I lose some 10 pounds or so. I haven't been measuring myself, or weighing myself either. I know I started weighing around 118 when I started, so I'm kind of anxious to see what number I am now. I know it's only been a couple of days, but I do see a tiny difference, and I'm excited. I am. March 5th. I had a movie date yesterday with my man friend. We watched Antichrist. Well, not all of it. We watched maybe half of it. When we started watching it, I was in my PJs, but I left my hair did and my makeup on with the intent of being a lady in front of him. He said he noticed my weight loss. I think he's noticed it more than most people because he sees me naked. He sees me vulnerable. He knows me better than anybody else. I was uncomfortable watching the movie. It was good, but I couldn't concentrate. I asked him if he could please pause it. I had to take my makeup off and let my hair loose. I was literally crawling out of my skin. So I went to the restroom and took everything off, my clothes, my makeup, my bobby pins, everything. I felt trapped in this really weird way. And when he saw me, he held me from behind. He said I looked pretty. He always liked how I looked without makeup. And he held me. And he caressed me from behind. And he got a boner. I pretended I didn't notice, but I did. Of course I did. We hadn't had sex in a month. He uses these really lame excuses that he doesn't want to have sex because he wants it to be more pure. But I think it's bullshit. I think he just likes my company and not so much how my body looked anymore. So we began to watch the movie again, but I didn't want to watch it anymore. I hadn't eaten in more than 12 hours and I was going insane. He asked me if I wanted to eat dinner with him. I said I'd love to, but I couldn't. So he cooked and I wrote my log. And we went to bed and we had sex. We had hot sex. We had awesome sex. And I hate to admit it, but it was awesome because my body looks different, because I felt different, because I looked hot and I took advantage of it, and we slept. We slept for 12 hours. I've been talking to this guy from work for about 2 or 3 months, and we had a date today. I don't see him a lot outside work because he's in probation, doesn't have a car, and just a whole list of things not even worth mentioning right now. And it was my cousin's birthday. And he was having a birthday party in his house, and I said as a perfect excuse for a date. I got ready, I straightened my hair, picked out my outfit, and my heels, and my jewelry. And then at 11, I was ready. Ready to pick him up. Ready to go on a first date after 3 years. And then he bailed. He bailed. He fucking bailed. And I was so upset. And so I watched Weeds, and I was hungry. I was so hungry. I wasn't even paying attention to the stupid TV show. The last time I ate was at 5. And so I ate a bagel. I ate a bagel with Philadelphia cheese. And I was still hungry. I was so hungry. And there was some pasta left. About a cup of pasta that my man friend had cooked that night before. And I microwaved it with the slightest pepper jack cheese I had in the fridge. And I ate it. I ate all of it. And I watched Weeds again. About 40 minutes went by and I felt guilty. I was worried about tomorrow's pictures. I was going to be fatter than the day before. And so I threw up. I threw all of it up. Until I couldn't throw up anymore. And I cried and it hurt. But I was okay. It was okay. Because tomorrow I'd be 2 pounds lighter. March 6th. I ate 4 crackers today. I think I lost 10 pounds this week. I haven't been going to the gym yet, so I haven't been doing that diet my nutritionist gave me. I don't want to gain weight. I can't afford that. And so I worked from 11:30 to 4, And, you know, being my cousin's birthday and all, I stayed and drank some beers with him. It was either eat dinner or have some drinks. And unfortunately, I chose the beers. And it's 11:21 and all I can think about is that I ate 4 crackers today. I don't even feel buzzed. I thought I was going to get drunk with a beer or two because I hadn't eaten all day, but I didn't even feel it. Or maybe I did, I just feel so numb. I got sick too yesterday. A horrid cold. Talk like a man a little bit. Last night I woke up every 2 hours because I couldn't breathe. I think it's because I've eaten so little that my body is so weak. I had some studying to do, but my friends went and picked me up. I was still wearing my work uniform, and I don't think it does me justice, you know, from all the weight I've lost. So I changed, and I just wore sweats, spaghetti strap shirt, and a hoodie. I thought I looked skinnier this way. I wanted my friends to notice my weight loss. I wanted them to notice my hard work. I got sick today, too. From my stomach, I have diarrhea, and I'm worried. I haven't eaten much, and the little I've eaten, I pooped out, and then I realized I hadn't pooped since Monday. I guess it's okay, because it'll make me skinnier in the end. My friends are worried, say that I should eat more than just 4 crackers a day. I will, just not today. It'll be worth it, I promise. It'll be worth it in the end. March 7th. I woke up feeling like shit today. My head hurt. My head hurt so much. I had to wake up early to study for a drawing exam I had. I put my alarm at 7 and ended up waking up at 8:10. I threw up. When I opened my eyes, that's all I could think of, throwing up. Not that I wanted to, but I just felt nausea, as if I were hungover or something. I drank 2 glasses of water, trying to not throw up. I have gastritis, and throwing up just really kills me. But the water didn't help. I ended up throwing that yellow gastric juice. It was awesome. I felt weak, but I didn't want to eat. I didn't want all that hard work from last week to go to waste. But I had to. I couldn't concentrate when I tried studying. I just wanted to go back to bed and just sleep for days. So I ate 1/2 a cup of yogurt and some strawberries, and I slowly came back to life. I spoke with my friend that's a medic, told him I've lost 8 pounds in a week, and if I was going to die. He said no, just to be careful what I ate today and tomorrow. I can't immediately go and eat pasta with butter or a steak. He said I'd end up feeling worse. And so I ate 5 crackers for lunch, and I think I'm having soup and a little meat for dinner. He told me not to go to the gym either these days, that I was probably too weak. I didn't plan what I'd be wearing today as detailed as the week before. Last week, I knew what watch I was wearing, and what ring and shoes and such. I didn't have time. My exam was my priority today. But at least my hair straightened and heels are on. I wrote a massive Facebook message to my girly friends, asked them if they had any clothes or jewelry or bags or anything they didn't want anymore. I'm kind of running out of the little clothes I had. One of my friends already gave me about 8 pairs of heels she didn't want anymore, and today I'm picking up some more stuff. I kind of wish it was May already. I want sushi, and a Crave burger, and veal marsala, and a glass of wine. One of my greatest pleasures is eating, and I took that away from me. As if I were to have grounded myself for being overweight. I hate this. March 8th. I went to Juarez today. My father insisted on taking me to my birthday lunch. I told him I was on a diet, so I wouldn't be eating much. He said it was okay. We went to this restaurant called El Corralito, and I drank water, no dessert. I actually ate a lot, and I'm afraid I'll be a pound heavier tomorrow, so I decided not to have dinner. I should start that diet the nutritionist gave me. I just don't want to go to the gym. It'll be another extra hour out of my day. I've been procrastinating a lot in my other classes. I've been so focused on this project with the pictures and the logs and recording, the time of me getting ready. It's just very time-consuming, more than I ever thought it would be. I specifically told my parents if we would eat in Juarez because I wanted to dye my hair. I'm not too sure how to explain the color, but it's after brown and before blonde. I've been dyeing my hair black for the past 2 years, so I asked if that would be a problem, you know, once you go black, you can never come back type deal. They advised me against it, told me I was pretty much going to fuck up my hair, so I just told them to dye it black. I wanted to dye it so the transformation would be more shocking, but I guess it won't be possible. Mom said I looked pretty and skinnier than the last time she saw me. Dad said he liked my new look and that he hoped I ended up liking it in the long run and just dressed like that forever. I said, yeah, no, I didn't see that happening. I haven't been drinking a lot of water either, and I'm afraid that has slowed down my weight loss. I have to start going to the gym. My arms are getting flabby. March 9th. It's been 3 days now that I've stayed the same weight. 113. I don't want to not eat again. I felt useless, weak. I can't afford that right now. I have homework and I have a trip ahead of me. I've been eating once a day, a good meal, but I'm not losing weight. I'm going to try and drink the whole 2 liters of water today. Maybe that'll help. I just realized that I can't eat hamburger meat either, according to the nutritionist diet I haven't been following. And I have been since Monday, eating hamburger meat. I wasn't supposed to eat ribeye either. It was supposed to be a T-bone. I'm going to start the gym the 21st of April. I keep putting it off. But if I want to lose another 18 pounds, I have to get on the ball. That just means I'm going to have to straighten my hair every single day. And that's just so time-consuming. Yesterday, I asked about perming my hair. They say it costs about $80 and that it lasts about 6 months. They also advise me against it. So I guess this strain in my hair every day will have to do. Today, I had lunch slash dinner with my man friend. We saw each other around 4:30. He said he had eaten a couple of hours ago and he wasn't hungry, but he said he'd go and keep me company while I cooked. And I wore this kind of lacy shirt with leggings and stilettos, with my hair down, of course. Then we got to my apartment and I headed straight for the kitchen, and I usually take my heels off when I get there, but I was kind of hoping lunch would turn something more than just lunch. And so I opened the refrigerator door and I bend it over with my ass in the air to take a peek. And so he turned me around and closed the refrigerator door and slowly led me to my bed. We had sex, again, with my heels on. He didn't completely take off my shirt either. It was good. It was hot. It was good. And in the middle of cuddling after sex talk and eating, he mentioned my project. Admitted that it was true that he somehow felt like he was part of the experiment. He said, I always think you're pretty, but it's true you've lost a lot of weight. You look skinnier, you look sexier, you look hotter, and that makes me want you more. I knew that. I admitted that I felt more confident too. I mean, I've lost 8 pounds and the difference is obvious. My face is skinnier, my stomach has decreased, and my legs are leaner. It's working, he said. But I don't know if this is what you're fighting against. He asked me if part of my experiment would be to go out to bars and see how many more guys would hit on me than before. What if that makes me jealous? And in the end of your project, you're finally going to leave me and find a guy that you really like, he said. He said this. He said all of it. He'd laugh in between, but we both knew the truth was peeking through. March 10th. I was an hour late to my metals class today. Rochelle even told me she hadn't seen me in about a week, and she wanted to talk to me about what I had been up with metals. The truth was that I hadn't given it much thought. The truth was that I was beginning to be so concerned on what to wear the next day that I no longer was losing sleep doing metals, but losing sleep on how to do my makeup the next day. I even started looking for YouTube videos about school makeup or how to make your hair look great in 20 minutes. I felt terrible. Maybe I'm taking this way too seriously. Maybe the price of becoming perfect is jeopardizing what really is important in my life. I have always said that school comes first. My major comes first. Nothing and nobody comes before that. And I'm not sure I can say that anymore. Not today. My man friend and I had lunch again today. We've been having lunch every day now. It's as if our schedules only meet up for lunch, and it's okay. It's an hour or two of the day that we get to share, and I like that. I had honey mustard with my salad, which I, of course, wasn't supposed to. I think the amount of calories I had consumed with just the dressing was around 900. I felt fat after eating it. I'm complaining that I haven't fucking lost weight the whole week, and there I go and eat 900 calories worth of dressing. Dressing. My man friend was about to leave. He had to go back to school, and I had to go to work in a couple of hours, and I wanted a nap before. I shared my concern with him about the 900 calorie intake. Just don't throw up, he said. I won't, I answered. I'll just fuck up my makeup, and I'm too lazy to redo it. Wow, he replied. Did you just hear yourself? What? No, what did I say? That I wasn't going to puke? That you weren't going to puke because you didn't want to fuck up your makeup. Well, I do a lot of crying, I said. You're not concerned about your gastritis and getting an ulcer, he said. You're concerned about redoing your makeup. And I was. I honestly was. March 11th. I lost 2 pounds this morning. My cousin had told me about these all-organic pills, I think, that you take and they just make you poop out everything you haven't pooped. He said he'd give them to me, but I don't think they're necessary. I'm doing a good job of losing weight on my own now, and once I start going to the gym, I will hopefully make the weight loss a little faster. My manager and my boss think I look good. Think I look better, and I kind of do. I do feel better, and I like this. I like this feeling. It's my birthday tomorrow, and I want to look extra skinny, extra pretty. So I decided to just eat one chicken breast a day. I don't want to have a belly tomorrow, and in order for that to happen, I need to not eat. I was in work until fucking 11:20. I was so upset. The original plan wasn't for me to go out, but I wanted a couple of drinks to shake off how upset I'd gotten. And I wore a tight skirt and a black shirt, because I could now. Because I weighed 111, and I hadn't weighed this in over 3 years. It felt good. I felt good. And I had 4 drinks, and of course was hammered. I didn't even realize at what point I got so drunk. I mean, I guess it's kind of normal. I did only just have 1 chicken breast and a salad the day before. I went with my man friend, and we went back to my place. He, of course, drove. And we had dinner. I ate a grilled cheese sandwich and 3 bagels with a shitload of Philadelphia cheese. I don't remember all this, but my man friend told me that I said that I had to go and puke them out. And I did. I puked everything out. I had been waiting all week to drop from 113, and now that I finally did, I wasn't going to go and gain it all back. He said I was there for a while, crying, saying I didn't want to throw up anymore, saying that this project was bullshit, saying that I hated this, that I wanted to have a drunken dinner whenever the fuck I wanted. He said it was time to go to bed, and I, of course, refused. I said I still had to throw everything up. I told him to get out of the bathroom, to not see me this way, that I was vulnerable, and that I wanted to be alone. And so he got out of the bathroom and laid on the couch, waiting for me to finish. I think he was a little drunk too, so he ended up passing out. And then he woke up a couple of hours later and went into the bathroom to get me. And I was a disaster. I was laying on the floor, vomit on my rug, on my floor, on my clothes and face. He was kind enough to clean me up and take me to bed. And so I slept. I slept until 11:30 in the morning the next day. And I had to go to work. It's embarrassing. It's unnecessary. I apologized to my man friend for my behavior. I was becoming this monster, and I needed him to keep me from derailing. I need him to be my anchor. And I never asked him to. He was already volunteering long before I had even assigned him the position. March 12th. I had to go into work at 12. I got there at 12:30, drunk, out of my mind still. My man friend told me about last night's episode, and I immediately went and weighed myself. I was more concerned about having gained a pound or two than vomit on my carpet or my clothes. 110. I had lost weight. Maybe this throwing up ordeal isn't as bad as it seems. I mean, it does burn my stomach, and it's probably eating my teeth out, but last night, I had a large late dinner, and I managed to lose weight. I got to work and passed out in the office for about 2 hours. I was so drunk, and I wanted this to stop. Doesn't cocaine make you not feel drunk anymore? Yeah, it honestly passed my mind. And so I drank a lot of water and decided to feed myself correctly. How the fuck was it possible for me to get so drunk with 4 vodkas? 4. I feel like shit. I just didn't want to go through it again. Fuck my tight outfit. I was wearing something loose tonight. I was eating real food today. And so I had a hamburger steak with a tomato and a side of spaghetti with meat sauce. That was so greasy, it made my stomach feel offbeat later. And so I napped, got ready, and had people over for my birthday. Friends that I hadn't seen in a while came and told me that they heard I was all skinny now and looking hot. I can't tell because your outfit's loose on you, they said. I know it was. I'd eaten correctly today, and my food maybe was going to do me no justice. And so my friend bought me a chocolate cake with vanilla frosting and fruit. I hated her for a sec for bringing me this when she clearly knew I had to lose 15 more pounds in a month and a half. She made me even take a bite out of it, and of course with an invitation for me to continue eating it. My cousin said eating fruit at night is terrible. Sugar equals calories, but it just worked better in my head that way, that if I ate the fruit instead, it would be better than the chocolate bread. And I drank, didn't get nearly as drunk as last night, and in a way, did not want to. I drank things I wasn't supposed to. Sugary drinks and beer. My weight obviously was going to shoot up tomorrow, but it's okay, it's my birthday, and it's spring break, and I deserve it. March 13th. I worked today, from 12 to 4, and was mentally prepared to have nothing but water for breakfast. I'd been trying these pills that my cousin had given me when I bought this Herbal Life ordeal. They're supposed to repress hunger or something. They work sometimes. I think it's all mental, really. I didn't invite my man friend to my birthday celebration. They didn't really feel like babysitting him. And so we made plans to see each other today, since I was leaving for San Francisco tomorrow. He had promised me sushi, and I had been really craving it, but I didn't want to gain too much weight either, hence my decision for not having anything for breakfast. And I wore this blue dress that my friend had given me after asking her for girly clothes. Something that short, I would usually wear it with leggings, but I didn't. I felt ready somehow. And we ate, and I was full, so full. It was as if my belly had grown twice its size. And he took me for ice cream to the mall, and then to the movies, and then back home. I didn't care anymore. I was sick of this whole project, the wearing of the heels, the layering of makeup, the picking out the outfit. I was over it. I'm done. I didn't care. I wanted to eat as if I deserved some type of stupid prize or some sort of reward for having lost 8 pounds. And we got back home. We hadn't had sex in 4 days, and I was leaving for San Francisco for a week. The only normal thing in my mind would be, you know, fuck, of course. But we didn't. I finished packing my suitcase and we slept. All we did was slept. Maybe this I don't care attitude about my weight isn't really the best route to go. March 14th. And I have slowly crept up back to almost 115 pounds after being as skinny as 110. And this had happened in a matter of 2 days. This intense weight fluctuation can't possibly be normal, or even good for my health. I tried not to eat much on the plane and the airport and such. I wanted my friend to see me skinny. Skinny like I was in Paris, which had been the last time I had seen her. And I got there, and we hugged and all that sappy shit one does after not seeing a close friend for over 2 years. And I told her I was starving, that I hadn't really eaten all day. She said she was starving too, and she took me to this Spanish restaurant called Cha-Cha-Cha. And we ordered wings and calamari and steak. And it was okay because I was on vacation and because I was hungry. And, well, because she paid. I told her about my project, and she said, I don't like this, especially because you had told me about before. What? Yeah, you told me before how you had an eating disorder. Fuck. Yes, I did tell her that, and yes, I did used to weigh 100 pounds and was a psychomaniac going to the gym, but as far as calling it an eating disorder? I don't know. I really was on this nutritionist diet that was specifically made for me, and eating 5 times a day. And I would say I haven't been as healthy as when I weighed 100 pounds. I really don't know why I called it that. I went as far as weighing 95 pounds, and I still felt like I needed to lose more weight. I wasn't nearly as skinny as I was supposed to be. But I was. I was skinnier. Now I look back at the pictures, and I looked finished. Maybe it was an eating disorder. Or not. It would be that eating disorder had been slowly opening a window and saw this performance as a perfect excuse. Maybe all I ever wanted was for me to be skinny again.
March 15th. My friend went off to work. She works from 10 to 6, so I went out, got myself a map, and tried to figure out the bus. These were my vacations. I didn't bring any heels or girly clothes. This was my break. And I dressed how I wanted. But I found myself taking the same amount of time on my makeup. For some reason, it had become part of my routine to spend at least 15 minutes on my makeup. The foundation, the eyeliner, the lipstick, etc. When before, it used to be no more than 10 minutes. I walked down Ashbury and Hyde. I only did a little shopping today. I mainly wanted to keep myself busy, forget I was hungry. My goal was to eat no more than twice a day. I was already 6 pounds heavier than 4 days ago. And so I walked, and so I shopped. And while I shopped, I found myself in a conundrum. I found myself confused, not knowing exactly what clothes to shop for. I was suddenly drawn to lace and pencil skirts and heels and all these things I've been recently wearing, but hating. I wasn't too sure what my style of dressing was anymore. And so it began to rain, and I was starting to get in a bad mood because I was shopping blindfolded. And the clock turned to 4, and I was trying so hard to forget how hungry I was. If I was going to have lunch, it would be something small, something healthy, like a turkey sandwich maybe. But I didn't see anything, and I was tired of walking, and so the first food joint I ran into was a pizza one. And so I ordered a slice of cheese pizza. Huge slice, actually. With water, of course. I didn't want to overdo it. And so the clock turned 6, and I met my friend back in her apartment, and she insisted we go to In-N-Out. I never tried it, and apparently it was freaking amazing. So we went, and they ordered for me. Shit was the only thing that popped into my head when I saw the fast food hamburger joint, with what only appeared to be 1,000 island dressing over it, as well as the fries. And to end it all with a bang, I ordered a root beer. And I finished it, all of it. And for a second, I thought about going into the restroom real quick and puking, just like I had done with Cha-Cha-Cha's dinner. But my friend had caught on to it last night, and I just didn't want to make it too obvious. I really didn't want to go back to the house and puke. I just make too much noise, and I just didn't want to make a scene at all. I'm on vacation. Can't I just eat a goddamn burger and soda without feeling so fucking guilty? March 16th. It's only normal that I woke up 2 pounds heavier than yesterday. When I started this trip, I was so determined to come back home at least 5 pounds lighter, and now I'm 5 pounds heavier. I missed eating this way, eating when you're hungry, and maybe even eating some more than you really should. Eating so much, I felt my belly was gonna pop open. But I somehow lost power. Somehow I didn't feel so vicious, so powerful, so determined to rule the world. I was once again fat. I went shopping again today, but wasn't too sure what clothes to try on, what size to get the skirt or this shirt. I tried on a couple of things in American Apparel, and bought a shirt that was obviously too tight on me, as well as a skirt. There's just some clothes that don't look as good as they should when a person is overweight. I went from hero to zero in less than a week. I bought some heels as well. My friend got off work at 6, and we went to have lunch/dinner. I had only had a bagel for breakfast, and surprisingly, I wasn't dying of hunger. We shared a salad and some cheese raviolis. I said I was full. I said I was satisfied, even though I clearly wasn't. Enough is enough. I didn't want to gain any more weight. My belly was starting to protrude. This food baby is about 4 months old now. I feel uncomfortable with my body. Again. And afterwards, we went to this speakeasy called Bourbon and Branch. And I was suddenly finding myself concerned on whether I was ordering the drink with the least amount of sugar. Sugar equals calories, my cousin had said. I was suddenly so aware of everything, on how my jeans were tighter and how much tonic water the bartender was pouring into my drink. Tonic water has gas, and gas makes you bloat. I don't need to bloat, not anymore. I wanted to stop reconsidering every goddamn decision I was making. And then it hit me. I have now become the person I most criticized not even a month ago. March 17th. It's St. Patrick's Day. I mostly stayed in today, catching up on behind journals and getting some drawing homework done. I didn't pack anything green, so my friend told me to grab something from her closet. She's quite skinnier than I am, and I really did want to wear something green, since St. Patrick's Day is kind of a big deal here. But I was a little skeptical. What if her clothes didn't fit me like I wanted them to? I wasn't going to wear them if I didn't feel comfortable with them. And if she saw that I wasn't wearing them, I'd have to explain. Or maybe just lie. And for a couple of minutes there, I was stressed and considering what I would say when her clothes were too small on me. But I found a loose shirt slash dress I ended up wearing that seemed to fit quite normally. Not well or even good, because I didn't look spectacular or like anyone would turn twice to check me out. The truth of the matter was that I was fat. Again, and nobody wants fat. And so we went to this bar, and another, and another. And my friend met this guy, and they seemed to hit it off. Why? I mean, why did she meet someone? Why didn't I? Why don't I ever meet anyone? It's probably this bad vibe I sent out. It's probably because I'm not comfortable with my body, or even my persona. Or maybe it's just because I'm fat. And fat people don't flirt without looking ridiculous. March 18th. I'm officially almost as heavy as when I started this project. It feels disgusting. I've eaten Chinese food and Thai food and beer and fast food and all those stupid things that equal fat. Fat, fat, fucking fat. It's like a drug almost. Or drunk sex. It feels so good when you're doing it. So good. And it's like I just never want to get full. So I can keep stuffing my face with all the delicious food in San Francisco. And sometimes I just wish I was super, super heavy. Or that people would have just known me super overweight so I wouldn't be so fucking concerned all the time. You see, extremely overweight people just eat and eat and it's like, if they gain 5 pounds, who would fucking notice? Or who would even care, you know? They're already over their supposed weight. What are another 10 pounds? We went to Chinatown. I was really excited about the Chinese food here. We had done a lot of walking today, so I didn't feel extra guilty about stuffing my face with fried food. When it came time for dinner, I wasn't very hungry, actually, but I was scared that if I got hungry later, I'd end up having dinner way too late, meaning fatness in the morning. And so I ordered fried risotto dumplings and a Caesar salad to even it out, with a glass of water, of course. Maybe I'll just give the whole guilt trip a rest. I was on vacation, dammit. I'm eating, and yes, I'm gaining weight, and yes, I'm loving not dressing and acting like a fucking prissy girl. I'm already gaining weight. I'm going to stop beating myself about it and start enjoying it. I'll fix myself when I get back home. Not now. Not today. March 19th. My fingernails are starting to get long, and I didn't bring a file with me. I'll probably go get a manicure when I get back home, because that's what ladies do. And a pedicure, of course. I think the only time I've gotten a manicure was when I had my quinceañera. And about the pedicure, I don't think I've ever gotten one. I did a little more shopping today and went to the SF MoMA. We were planning on going out tonight, so we went back home and decided to take a power nap before heading out again. I laid in bed, and my friend slept, and I didn't. My head was going 1,000 miles an hour. I'm behind. I'm so behind on everything. On my stupid logs and cleaning my apartment, on my 17 drawings, on my metal sketch pad, on the details and hinges and cold connections of my metal neck piece. I was behind on fucking everything. On my weight, on my outfit for the student art show, on my art history journals, on my bezel set ring I just never did. And what the fuck was I doing now? Napping in San Francisco? Eating my fucking feelings with everything and anything I could chow down? I got up. I walked around the apartment. I was having trouble breathing. My heart was pounding. I was sweaty and stressed and anxious, and I'm pretty sure this is what the verge of having an anxiety attack is like. I wanted to go home. I want to go back home right now. How is this possible that I came to San Francisco on a vacation that I could not afford and gain weight I wasn't supposed to gain? How was I ignoring everything? Everyone, this is officially the most fucked up school semester I have ever had. And I sat down and began to jot down everything I had to do. And I looked at plane tickets to go back home and I packed. And I had to get out. I had to leave. I had to leave right now. And, well, I didn't. My friends calmed me the fuck down and I breathed and I got ready and we went out. We went out for some drinks and yes, I got hammered. And we bar hopped, and on the way out, I got pulled on my arm by a guy. A hot guy, as a matter of fact. And he was also hammered. I don't mean to sound racist, he said, but you're the most beautiful girl I have ever seen. And of course, I couldn't help but laugh. Racist? How the fuck was that racist? And so he pulled on me and he tried to kiss my face. And of course, I moved back. At least entertain me first. Tell me a bad joke, a sappy line. Don't just fucking go for it, I said. And just like that, I reconquered the world. March 20th. It's my last day. Last day before I start this insane routine of counting calories and making sure I drink 2 liters of water a day. Last day in 2.5 months that I can eat greasy and lovely food. I mean, I already gained most of what I had lost, so what the hell. My clothes don't fit me like they used to. I'm finding myself looking for loose shirts I brought along the trip. Shirts that won't make my protruding belly so obvious. And we went for breakfast. I never really was a big fan of breakfast, and so I decided to order a portobello mushroom sandwich. And what the hell? Coke too. Not one. Two. I was savoring every bite, every sip. It sounds like I'm on fucking death row or something. Aren't I? And after breakfast, we walked to the Golden Gate Park. I was hungover and didn't really feel like walking it, but maybe it'll make me not as fat tomorrow. And we ended up in a sushi joint for lunch, and again, I had myself another Coke. I never really was a soda drinker. I really don't know why I'd been craving it. And I ordered 2 sushi rolls and dumplings as an appetizer. I really wasn't full. Satisfied, but not full. I really could go for another sushi roll, but we decided to skip it and go for ice cream instead. Did you know it takes about 15 minutes to 20 minutes for your body to realize it's full, my friend said. No, I didn't. That's why they say you should eat slow. It makes sense. And so we got up, and we walked, and we walked, and we walked. We were heading to this ice cream shop my friend said was kind of a big deal. I didn't really want to. I'd rather go shopping. It was my last day, and I wanted to get more clothes that I wouldn't be able to wear in another month or two. And so we got there. Ordered the salty caramel one, she said. It's supposed to be their specialty or something. And so I did, and a scoop of cookies and cream while we were on it. And I finished it, all of it, including the cone. I was so full, uncomfortably full. But it was okay. It was my last day, and it was okay. And we walked, and we ran into this restaurant called Grub. None of us were really hungry, but we checked out the menu, you know, just in case. And it was just too tempting to pass. The mac and cheese section was just to die for. Grilled portobello mushrooms, caramelized onions, Maine lobster, blue cheese, truffle oil, spinach. I wanted all of it. All of everything tossed into this fusilli pasta with a creamy blend of white and sharp cheddar topped with grana padana parmesan breadcrumbs. And we went in after an hour wait. And I ordered it. I ordered the mac and cheese with the lobster and the truffle oil, and I died. I died. I was so full by the half of it, but it didn't matter. I didn't care. I kept eating. I remember my older brother told me once that he went to one of his friend's dad's food joints, hot dogs or something, and how they were just amazingly delicious. And so he got full, but wanted so much to keep on eating, so he went into the bathroom and made himself vomit so he could keep on eating. And I won't lie, I mean, it did cross my mind. It did. But I didn't do it. I didn't want this school project to develop into an eating disorder, which I think I was on the verge of. March 21st. I haven't rented logs in about a week, maybe since my birthday. It was spring break, and I completely derailed from everything. From my exercise plans, from my diet, from dressing pretty, from everything. And it was good for most of it, but not entirely. I had taken 10 steps forward, and in a week, I took 20 backwards. I weighed myself last night, after I had dinner without being hungry. I figured since I had already committed food adultery, I might as well go all the way. You know, with the truffle oil and everything. I weighed 121. I'm starting from scratch. Again. I mean, it was a good vacation, and I really had been wanting to go to San Francisco, but I just think that maybe the timing was off. I'm so behind on this stupid project now, weight-wise, log-wise, hair-wise, exercise-wise, whatever. It's stupid anyway. The art show is coming up. And I was suddenly very concerned on what I'd be wearing that night. I thought I'd picked my outfit out because I thought I would weigh around 105 by now, and I can't dress the same on this weight and on 105. I was stressed, not only because of my weight gain and outfit, but about everything. What was I going to do? What was I going to wear to the student art show? And if I won best of show again, I wanted to wear something badass, so badass. And badass doesn't look well with overweight. Badass equals skinny, which I wasn't anymore. I equal fat. I equals unattractive. I equals disappointment. I was all over the place. I wanted to throw up everything I'd eaten this past week. I wanted to start working on metals. I wanted to drop everything and run. I hated the way I looked. I hated the way I felt and the way I was thinking. Maybe this project really is getting to my head. Maybe it is true. You're treated according to your appearance. Maybe skinny does equal beautiful. March 22nd. I'm back on schedule, waking up at 7, classes and such. I didn't want to go to class, really. I was afraid everyone would notice I'd gain weight. Although, 4 pounds isn't so much after all. I hadn't seen a friend of mine in about 2 weeks, and she said I looked skinnier, that my thighs weren't as thick. She said, good thing you got on a diet because you were beginning to look more on the heavy side. She said I looked pretty. That now all I needed to do was to let the shaven part of my hair grow out, as well as my bangs. And I said I was working on it. I'm on this diet that my nutritionist gave me. He said I could only do it for 5 days, no longer, or else it's dangerous or something. I'm only eating protein, no sugar, no wheat, nothing. Just protein. So I went grocery shopping with my man friend. He said the weight I had gained wasn't too noticeable. Sweetheart. All of a sudden, I was concerned what he thought about me. What if he didn't think I was pretty anymore? What if we'd go back to not having sex because I had gained 4 pounds? I know it's much less than what I started with, but when I was weighing 110, he said how much hotter I looked, how he desired me more, how much better I looked. Not that I didn't before, he said. So I'm on this rigorous diet for 5 days. Not because of him. Well, a little because of him. And me. It's almost as if I'm doing this for me and not for some project. And so I dropped him off. I was sad. I was disappointed. All of a sudden, I was so worried he was going to fall out of love with me. Again. I wanted him to tell me I was still pretty, but he didn't. And so I called him, embarrassingly telling him my image concerns. You'll be fine, he says. I know you'll make it, he says. Make what? Be fine? What the fuck is he talking about? Tell me I'm pretty. Tell me you still think I look hot. Tell me you still like to fuck me. But he didn't. Instead, he said something better. He said, this is a project. Don't forget that. And I did. I forgot at some point. I forgot that this is a project and not something I truly want to become. I forgot to see this as an assignment. Not my real life.